We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davar ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pirkos Eliyahu. We're in Pesachim Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Makom shenagu lechol tzali b'leilei Pesachim ochlin. In places where, in communities where the custom is to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, you're permitted to eat. But makom shenagu shelo lechol ein ochlin. But if you live in a community where the minhag is not to eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder, so you're not permitted to do so. What is this based on? So we know, based on the pasuk v'achlu es habasar that the Korban Pesach was roasted. And there's a concern that if a person is eating meat at his Seder, so people are going to think that he's actually eating from the Korban Pesach, but he's eating outside the walls of Yerushalayim. He's not permitted to eat. The Korban Pesach is kachim kalim. They have to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. One should not think that someone is eating the Korban Pesach, and then it would be permitted to eat the Korban Pesach outside the walls, or you would think that this person is doing something wrong. And therefore, there's a minhag not to. That's our minhag today, that we do not have roasted meat the night of the Seder. There is a debate in the poskim as to what that means. Some will say, the most lenient opinion says that means I can't roast meat on a spit like the Korban Pesach was. But to bake meat in the oven, even without any liquid, is permitted. Others say, no, there must be some liquid. And others say, no, anything in the oven is a problem, even within liquid, and can only boil meat or chicken on the stove. So different minhagim that we have, but we certainly follow our minhag today is not to eat roasted meat the night of the Seder. In fact, we don't even, when it comes to Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, we're not supposed to point to Pesach Zu, to the Zeruah, that people should not be thinking that we're going to be eating, we're not permitted to eat the Zeruah the night of the Seder. No one should even point and think for a moment that we have a Korban Pesach that we're eating outside, sitting at the Seder, that we're eating outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Then the Mishnah says, Makom shenagu lahadlik es haner b'leila yom ha-kippurim madlikim. Makom shenagu shelo lahadlik en madlikim. What about lighting candles Yom Kippur night? So on Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to light candles. That's because we have Suda Shabbos. But Leil Yom Kippur, there is no meal. So why would I be lighting, what's the purpose of lighting the candles? So here, the Gemara explains that both opinions, whether you hold that there's a custom to light candles on Yom Kippur, which is our custom, or communities that hold that you do not light candles, they both have the same idea in mind. And that is because Yom Kippur, there's a prohibition. One of the five inuyim on Yom Kippur is Tashmish Hamita, is matter relations. So what does that have to do with lighting candles? So the Gemara explains like this. The people who have a minog to light candles, so the lighting candles, the reason you light candles Yom Kippur reminds you that you cannot engage in Tashmish Hamita because you're not permitted to be involved in marital relations when there is a light on. So if the candles are there, and that would mean that the candles really, ideally, should not be in the dining room, they should be in the bedroom. And the other opinion says, and this would be the same as well, similar rationale, that the reason why we do not light candles on Yom Kippur is because we don't want the husband to see his wife this way and be attracted to her. So if there are no candles lit, there's nothing, you don't have any light in the house on Leil Yom Kippur, so we don't have to be worried that they're going to violate this inui, one of the prohibitions, one of the restrictions of Yom Kippur, of Tashmish Hamita. So either way, they are the same. It's based on the same issue. The fact, there's nothing to do with the fact that there's a it's a yontif. No, it's there is no suda, so there really should be no reason for the lighting of the candles. There's no oneg, but there is kavod. We shower, we prepare, we get dressed for Yom Kippur. There's no oneg, but nonetheless, we light candles for the purposes of our custom is for Tashmish Hamita, to remind ourselves that which is our custom to light the candles. That since you're not permitted to have Tashmish Shamita when there's a light on, so technically the candles should be in the bedroom. Nonetheless, our custom is to have them maybe for covered yontif as well. We can have them in the dining room or somewhere else in the house. Then the Mishnah says, "Umadlikin bebate knesios uvate midrashos umavos afelim valgabe hacholim." Not only that, we are permitted to light for Yom Kippur, for the Kavod Hayom. We light candles in the Bate Knesios, so obviously before the Yontif, and Bate Medrashos. And if you have dark alleyways, it's dangerous if people can't see. And Al Gabe HaCholim, for people who are ill and they need light, So they're not so depressed. So this is, and any place where we feel that there's light, you certainly are permitted to light, to light candles for Yom Kippur. Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey. Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha Betisha Bavosin. Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasos Malacha Enosin. So, Tisha B'Av is a day where Malacha technically should be permitted. This is not, we have to distinguish between Avelus Chadasha and Avelus Yishan. Avelus Chadasha is acute Avelus, is personal Avelus. There is an Isra Malacha during the days of Shiva, first 3 days being the most severe. But when it comes to Avelus Yishana, historical Avelus, for the communal Avelus of Tisha B'Av, so there is technically no Isra Malacha. Nonetheless, there was a minog not to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av in certain communities, and therefore that we should follow the minog HaMakom. So if you live in a place where there is, you're allowed to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, you're permitted to do so. If it's a place where you don't do Malacha, you're not permitted to do so. Today, we assume that Malacha is discouraged. Eino roeh siman bracha. Malacha is discouraged, but if a person needs to, it is permitted on Tisha B'Av. And then the Mishnah says, "V'chol makom talmidei chachamim b'teilim." But wherever it is, even in a makom where there is a minog to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, that it's permitted to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, talmidei chachamim, so they should restrict themselves from doing malacha. Some explain because they shouldn't. They should be more strict and not be mesiach das, not be inattentive and not lose focus from avelus. And some say that talmidei chachamim are those who should recognize and feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash more than anyone else, and that they should not be engaged in malacha. And that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, La'olam yaseh adam atzmo tamid chacham. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, a person should always make himself into a tamid chacham, which means that according to him, he feels that it's a good idea, not only for tamid chachamim. Everybody should restrict themselves from doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. And we don't have to be concerned of Yuhara, that this looks like, oh, hey, look at that, this guy's not doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. Oh, he thinks it's a Hatam Chacham. That we don't have to worry about at all. In fact, the Gemara in Maseches, the end of the second parak of Brachos, wonders that why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would allow a person to follow that which Talmidei Chachamim do, and it's not Mechzei Kiyura, it doesn't look like he's arrogant, because there seems to be a contradiction within both opinions. Where do we see this contradiction? So the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Brachos that a Chassan is Pater from Kriya Shema, Laila Rishona, because his mind is preoccupied with the mitzvah of Bir Rishona. So he's preoccupied with the mitzvah, he's Pater from Kriya Shema. So that is, so that's the halacha. Now, what if a chassan wants to read Kriya Shema? So that's a machlokes, whether he should read Kriya Shema or not. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, he should not read Kriya Shema, because that's Mechzei Kiyuara, but the Chachamim say he's allowed to. So the Gemara wonders, we see the exact opposite of here. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel is not afraid of Yuhara. He's not afraid of someone looking arrogant, looking haughty. And yet, when it comes to a chassan reading Kriya Shema, he does not allow a chassan to read Kriya Shema if he wants to. Nowadays, of course, the minhag is a chassan does read Kriya Shema, because as the Balai Tosfos explained, a chassan who doesn't read Kriya Shema the night of his wedding is basically saying, I have kavanah every night, just not tonight. Tonight I cannot. So that's its own yuhara. But in the days of the Mishnah, at least, where the halacha was, Rav Shimon Gamliel, when it came to the chassan, did not allow him to be strict and read Shema, because Mechzei Kiyura, it looks like he's saying, oh no, I can have kavanah. And yet in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel is allowing everyone to be like a Talmid Chacham and not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And of course, the Chachamim's opinion is also flipped. How is that possible? Gemara, one answer the Gemara gives is that we should mukhlef es hashita, we should flip the opinions to make sure that they're consistent. And others say, no, there's a way to explain both of these. Meaning what? The Chachamim hold over here, since everybody is doing malacha in this community on Tisha B'Av and this guy is not, that's Mechzei Kiyuara. But when it came to the chassan reading Shema, that's not mechzikira. He's allowed to choose to read Shema if he wants to, even though he's exempt. Why? Because everybody's reading Shema. Everyone's davening Marv. So the fact that he joins the minyan at the wedding and davens Marv and says Shema with everybody else, that's not mechzikira. So that's the way the chachamim can resolve that, their contradiction. What about Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Why does he say when it comes to the chassan, we are worried about Yuhara, but when it comes to the malach on Tisha B'Av, we're not. So he says like this, I'll tell you why. Because Kriyashma needs Kavana, and Anan Sadi, we can testify that he can't have proper Kavana. So the fact that he's saying, no, I can have proper Kavana, even though I got married tonight, even though there's Birishona tonight, I can have Kavana, that's Mechzikiura. But when it comes to Malacha, restricting oneself from Malacha on Tisha B'Av, what he looks like, he's arrogant. Why? There are plenty of people, maybe people say he's unemployed. The fact that he's not doing Malacha doesn't tell me that he's someone who's arrogant. So that's how we're able to resolve the apparent contradiction. Then the Mishnah says, V'chachamim omrim, bihuda hayu osin Malacha b'arve psachim al-chatzos, uva'galil lo hayu osin kol ikar. In Yehuda, they would do, going back to the halacha from the beginning of the parak, in Yehuda, the south of Israel, they would do malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning up until Chatzos, which is our minog. And in Galil, they wouldn't do malacha all day. We'll understand the Mishnah like the Rambam, where the Rambam claims that all the Chachamim are doing are really coming to explain that which we said in the beginning. Meaning, when we said Makom Shinagu, the following, and Makom to do malacha up until Chatzos, Makom should do Shinagu and not do, if you're traveling, you take the chumrei hamakom sheyatza misham and chumrei hamakom shebalashem. You take the chumrei no matter what of where, either where you came from or where you went. So all the Mishnah is doing here is telling you, according to the Rambam, that these are the examples of places, just like we spoke about Yehuda and Galil when it came to the Shemitah issue, the Biur issue. So here too, in Galil they would not do malacha all day, right? Not even in the morning. And Yehuda, they would. The halayla, what about the night of the 14th in Galil? You're telling me they didn't do malacha all day Erev Pesach. What about the night before, the night of Bidikas Chametz? So Beishamai Osrin, Beishamai says, even then they would not do malacha. If you can't do malacha all day Erev Pesach, that includes Erev Pesach at night, that includes the night before. That's part of Erev Pesach. Like every yontif, where the Laila is Holech Achar Hayom, where the night is really the beginning of the day. Uveisil El Matir, and Beisil says that even in communities that would not do malacha, all of Erev Pesach, even in the morning before Chatzos, only the Matirin Ad Hanetzach Hama, just like we find when it comes to a Tainis, let's say, where the day most Taniot, it is an Isra Achila, but it's only during the daytime. Let's say Alos HaShachar, according to us, with Machmir. But the night before is okay. The same thing is true when it comes to Erev Pesach. Some of the Mepharshim explain that this may be based on what's the issue here. If I'm preparing for Karban Pesach, let's say, so is that preparation that I need the night before, is it only that day? Do I view it as a yontif? A yontif, Erev Pesach is a yontif, so that yontif should probably start the night before. Different ways to understand the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.